Well, good morning. This is Pastor Dave Young with another Deeper Faith, Wider Love podcast, and I'm excited because recently in the life of our community faith, we have done something I think that is not only God-breathed, but God-blessed, and we have hired Brian Jaster as our new Director for Youth and Family Faith Formation. He is here with us. Welcome, Brian.
Thanks, Pastor Dave. It's good to be here.
Well, it's awesome to have you. And what we're going to do today is pretty simple. I'm going to share a little bit about what's going on right now with Bethel. And then I'm going to let Brian share a little bit about his life and faith to use this as an opportunity for people who haven't had a chance to get to know Brian yet to do so via this venue. So, as always, we want to start in Scripture, and I thought it would be wise to start with a text from Ephesians. It is our Deeper Faith, Wider Love text. And so it comes from the 16th chapter of Ephesians, and it reads, St. Paul wrote these words, "I pray that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love."
Well, that's a good one.
It's a good one. Rooted and grounded. And so one of the things that excites both Brian and I about our ministry here together is that we are about rooting people in their faith and finding ways in which we are rooted in Jesus, not only as individuals, but as families. And I know that's something important to you, Brian, so I'll let you share a little bit about who you are and your ministry and your faith, and feel free to sip on your ice water as much as you need to.
Well, that's a good story, that being rooted and grounded in love. I actually got a chance to jump into a children's message a couple weeks ago where we learned about roots and weeds and sower and seeds. So my roots, I was born in Tucson, Arizona, and do not remember living there as it was about a year and a half of my life. And then I lived in Illinois in the country doing cows and insects, with family and, playing in the, really what was a very rural part of, Illinois by the University of Illinois. And I've got a brother who's 5.5 years younger than I am. And we grew up there with my mom and dad, and we moved to California and, that was next in high school and college and part of a wonderful little church out there and a great community. We had a group called the Roadkill Grill Team, a bunch of dads who, it was good stuff, who every week would grill whatever dead animals they would find. And those were all the people that mentored me and hugged me and laughed with me and made fun of me when I either had a girlfriend or didn't or whatever was going on. There's people I even still miss it to this day. My dad was part of that group of guys, and they were there for me even
That's
in college.
Awesome, man.
Yeah. And I went to Cal Poly, which is a state school in California, did the science thing there, and was a camp counselor at a Lutheran Bible camp in California, which I recommend that to any young adult more than anything. It absolutely turned me upside down and inside out. And yet, at the same time, I was being grounded and rooted in love while on an amazing adventure. And then I happened to fall in love on January 1st, 2000, Y2K Day, to this girl named Amy at a Lutheran Movement gathering in North Carolina, of all places.
And where in North Carolina?
In Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
A thing called Celebrate 3. And we fell in love in Chicago the following year, and our journey's been together in different ways ever since. I moved to Ohio, and so since August of 2000, we've lived there, and we grew up there, and we together, and...
O-H!
Yeah, I-O!
There you go.
There you go, Virginia people. So, we planted there, and I went to seminary, and started time as a youth director in Columbus, and she taught there for 7 years, and then we happened to have these little minions of our own, Caitlin and Jason. Caitlin, who's now 8, and Jason, who's 6, and... now we've journeyed to here. God has been filled with wonderful shenanigans of life and love and has landed us in this place. They go to an elementary school in town, and Amy teaches there. And for about the last month, have been part of this little life of the Spirit called Bethel. And it's a great place to be, and I've been able to meet a lot of people. And I guess my greatest gift and thing I love to do is to collect and to tell people's stories and to find the ways that God is telling God's stories of love and grace in people's stories and to help our youth to name that and to grow into that and to know that it's all about the relationship that God has with us and us with each other and us with the world, a world that is hurting and filled with joy all at the same time. So that in this time, I've been a chance to meet hundreds and hundreds of people at schools and at Bethel, on the streets and in my neighborhood, who have both welcomed us, and I've gotten a chance to really get a little window into people's lives, and that's been great. And I have no idea where we're going. This really movement belongs to God, who is unpredictable and faithful and beloved. And so even as I'm rooted, it's like, okay, where is God going to call us to go? And one of the spaces even is we're doing a high school mission thing this summer in Brick, New Jersey, of all places, a place called Brick. And we're going there to respond to what Hurricane Sandy has done to that community, to listen, to learn, to serve, to sweat, and then to return and to help our congregation grow in the ways that we've grown. I'm very excited, but it's completely unexpected. And so that's one of the things for this summer that I'm really looking forward to, and this has kind of happened here already. So yeah, that's a little bit of my story. And I'd love you to meet my wife and kids if you haven't, and help us define our place and role. And I'm just excited to begin.
And we're excited that Brian's here, and the energy he brings, along with the creative new eyes looking at the ministry that we're building here, is a gift. So we are thankful for that. We are hoping that this podcast will be something that will be shared between both of us as well as other staff, but also building it into something that's not only fruitful for us to do, so we feel really cool that we're doing a podcast, but also because it's fruitful for the community and for others. So we're thankful for that. Right now at Bethel, we have an exciting week as our Wednesday night gathering this evening. We're doing a Tazze worship as part of our year of worship.
Ooh, what's Tazze?
Tazze is a community in France that started in 1940. It's an ecumenical community of people who came together and wanted to go beyond the divisions of Christians that they have by denominations. And so this is a worshiping community that comes together in the south of France. And that's my cell phone going off.
Uh-huh. I've heard of Tazze.
You've heard, this is not Tazze. This is Merle Haggard singing The Duke of Hazzard. But I will not answer that phone right now.
Tazze is pretty singable, I think. Even if you can't sing, you can join in.
You can. And it's Latin, mostly, songs. But the songs are repetitive. And it is really centered in silence, in worshipful singing, and prayer, and reading scripture. And it is a place that a lot of young people have actually gone. You will go to Tazze. There will be young people throughout Europe.
It's Latin? I thought it was French. Spanish?
Tazze Portuguese. Is French. Portuguese. Tazze is French. I think some of the songs are Latin. It's Portuguese,
South
French,
African.
Latin, South African. It is all of those things. It is the full embodiment of God's grace and love. So what we're hopeful about is that will be an experience tonight. So as you come to worship tonight, that's what we'll do. And then this weekend, we are continued in our theme of our Sabbath theme for Lent, which is Sabbath, finding rest, renewal, and delight in our busy lives. And we're trying to not be busy. As one of my great mentors, did you ever know Steve Greaser back in Ohio?
I didn't know Steve. No.
Steve was a pastor in Cincinnati. He was awesome, saint of God, a mentor for me. But Steve had a quote that he would quote. He's like, I'm like, hey, Steve, hey, sorry to bother you. I know you're busy. He goes, Dave, I don't do busy.
Ooh. Ooh.
He was centered. He was centered and relaxed and chill, and he was a great mentor.
Our schools are on Sabbath today. They got the day off, Winchester schools. That's kind of crazy.
Our schools are off. You guys got off, totally?
Yeah, completely off. Delay for the county schools.
Yeah, delay for us.
It's like upside down. Weird.
But, well, speaking of Sabbath, that's what we're studying for Lent, and the theme this week is happiness. So what brings you joy? See, this is one of the things that Brian says when you call him on his phone. Brian says, tell me something you love. Mm. So, Brian, why don't you tell me something you love? What brings you joy as we think about joy for this weekend?
Man.
Because Sabbath is also part of delighting. And how do you find delight?
So many things. Well, like yesterday, we got to do a pillow fight. And we do a pillow fight a lot of days at my house. And just the craziness of pillow fight and the ability to almost break most of the things in our house.
Pillow fight definitely brings delight.
Yep. And donuts are good. Those bring joy in unexpected times and people.
Especially donuts from that one place, Strites, right?
Yes, Strites. Yes, it's a traveling donut wagon here in town. It's awesome.
And traveling donut wagon.
Me, the newcomer, discovered it, and people who are like here for forever are like, are you kidding?
That's my new fantasy football team, the traveling donut wagon.
That's a good one. I like that. I mean, I love to laugh at, with people at the stumblings and bumblings that we do, you know, and so I like to share my own things that I have made massive mistakes, like when I threw a hammer through the side of my house, you know, like that's, that brings me joy to tell those stories of how weird and messed up we are and how delightful that is. I love playing basketball. I got to play last night with a whole bunch of people, and that brought a lot of joy.
How'd that go?
It went well. It went well. The team Schoberg dominated for a while.
Did you? Yep.
And we had another guy who I gave him a nickname that he didn't like, and now I have to come up with a new one because I, you know, when he shoot from three, we'd scream out wonderful, good things. But there's a lot of joy and laughter about that because he's quite fun. Yeah, that was good. So sports stuff and outdoors, you know, I just love, you know, hills and rocks and trees and animals and always joy in that. I mean, whatever kind it is.
You love your wife, too.
I do. She brings me a lot of joy. Yeah, thank you for that.
Wives.
I hope she hears this.
Amy, wives, we love you. Heidi.
Yeah. So
Heidi, we
lots
love
of
you.
Joy there.
Definitely. You guys are great yeah. joy. Kids.
Yeah. So yeah, lots of joy. Just being able to breathe each day and live is joy.
Part of one of the things interesting looking at the idea of finding happiness is something I mentioned last week in sermon was that in the U.S. most average person in the U.S. spends $14,000 of their time on services and spending money and shopping to try to seek happiness, when really true happiness for us, try to say, is found in not the things we buy, but in the things that we can experience with the people we most love. And, you know, I've yet to be, whenever I'm with somebody at the end of their life, I've yet to hear them tell me how much they're going to miss, you know, their house or their big TV or, you know, the really cool clothes they bought. It's always about relationships and people. And so that's exactly what we're saying. I mean, finding relationship, you know, finding, you know, Jesus was all about relating and finding a deep rooted faith with Christ means we relate with him. And how do we relate with Jesus? And through worship, through prayer, through being with other people, through having other people share their stories like Brian's doing and how Brian is experiencing. And so, you know, that's what we hope for our ministry at Bethel, to be a place where people are rooted in Jesus, that their faith becomes deep, and that leads them into loving service and loving play with others.
Yeah.
Because you're right, man. I mean, having fun and playing and enjoying and delighting in the creation God has given us is what we want. So, Brian, I thank you for sharing, man. I'm glad you're here.
Good to do a podcast with you.
Yeah, it's fun. And I think we're going to have more fun.
It's good.
I can't wait to do this more often. So with that, we just wish you blessings. May God bless you and keep you. May his, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you, look upon you with favor, and give you peace. And as always, we pray that you are growing deeper in faith and wider in love. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen.